Russia hoaxer Jake Sullivan warns Netanyahu, don't make your speech like 2015. By Joel B. Polak on July 21, 2024. Russia hoaxer and National Security Council advisor Jake Sullivan warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday not to be critical of the administration in his speech to Congress Wednesday, as he was in 2015. Netanyahu was invited by a Republican-led Congress to speak in 2015, when the Obama administration was pursuing a nuclear deal with Iran that placed Israel's security in danger. As Breitbart News reported, emphasis removed. Netanyahu said, our restrictions on Iran should only be lifted if Iran complies with three conditions. First, stop its aggression against its neighbors in the Middle East. Second, stop supporting terrorism around the world. And third, stop threatening to annihilate my country, Israel, the one and only Jewish state. The takeaways from Netanyahu's speech: he made the case against the deal the Obama administration is currently discussing with Iran. He proposed that sanctions continue until Iran changes its overall foreign policy. He pledged that Israel would act alone if it needed to do so. He suggested that the U.S. could find its way to a better deal because Iran needs a deal more than the rest of the world does. Democrats were angry, but the deal Obama signed would ultimately be a failure. Granting Iran sanctions relief and cash in exchange for unenforceable paper promises slow uranium enrichment for about a decade, and not much else. Today, Netanyahu is coming to Washington as new disagreements have erupted. With President Joe Biden pushing for a Palestinian state despite the October 7 terror attack, and withholding much-needed weapons from Israel. Biden has also backed calls to oust Netanyahu through a collapse of the Israeli government and the holding of new elections. Sullivan warned Netanyahu that he should not criticize the administration for its policies, via Politico. Despite the recent spat, Sullivan said he expects Netanyahu to strike a different tone this time around. Our expectation is that his speech will be one that doesn't look like 2015, he said. It looks like what it should in the circumstances of today. And that is how the U.S. and Israel are trying together to face down the terrorist threat to coordinate together on the regional challenges that both of our countries are facing. Whether that happens or not, I'll stay tuned, Sullivan added. Sullivan was one of the key co-conspirators in the effort to sell the Russia collusion hoax to Congress and the media. He worked in the Obama administration as a national security aide to then-Vice President Biden, among other roles. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.